I didn't put him in as a to be an aberration in there, to have something different. I have a gay brother, I have a gay sister, and I think a couple of my brothers have gay children, so it's not something that would be unusual for me. But I have to say that Rory is he's kind of the gay son that every mother wants, you know, and I think we might even have the possibility of a gay marriage in the new series.
Oh, really? In church, or are you talking about a civil partnership?
Well, there is a nice scene in it there where she asks the priest. She's trying to make arrangements to get the marriage blessed in the church, and the priest explained to her, well, you know, the church doesn't agree with that, and she said, no, I'm not asking for them to get married there. I just want to be blessed. Mm. He said, well, the church is against that. She said, the church is against blessing love. And he said, well, no. Well, she said, well, show me in the Bible where Jesus Christ refused to sanctify love and then we won't come down to the church. And that's basically it. I mean, my feelings on gay marriage is that I don't even like the term gay marriage. It's just marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, do we describe some of my neighbours' marriages as maybe alcoholic marriages? Some of them are battered marriages. Some of them are ignoring marriages. We don't. We just say, because it's a man and a woman, we say marriage. But I think it's just marriage. I think it's more than old-fashioned. I think it's insulting. I think it's insulting to people who decide to get married and not have children. So if they get married and don't have children...
Or can't, or
choose not to. If they choose not to have a family, is the Reverend saying that they're an aberration, that they shouldn't be married? You don't get married to procreate. You get married because you fall in love with somebody and you want to spend the rest of your life. You want to grow old with them. You want to sit at the fireside watching them knitting their eyebrows, and you want to just get a little bit of heat off the fire and just glow in the knowledge that there's somebody who wants to be with me for the rest of my life. And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter if it's an alpaca sheep, as long as it makes you happy and as long as there's love involved. So I don't think there's... I think it's ridiculous that marriage is just about procreation.